Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here. It just gets ridiculous after a while. One of our top stories on federalnewsradio.com is this deal about the IRS employees being disciplined for misconduct and still getting bonuses.
Well, that's a shocker. It really is.
This whole bonus situation, I mean, we've seen controversy over bonuses at the VA and so on, and it strikes me that this something's got to change about this, and yet there's no way seemingly to figure out how it's going to
go. You know what surprised me? I saw Jack Moore's story, and what surprised me most about it was not only that the people who hadn't paid their taxes got bonuses, but that they were still there.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a hard and fast rule at the IRS that if you had tax troubles, you were gone. So either I was misinformed or things have changed.
There's also a story on federalnewsradio.com about the Government Accountability Office looking at the IRS and saying, hey, it's no wonder this agency's not operating at top efficiency. Uneven performance is what they're calling it. So IRS, just about the time that Mr. Koskinen's been there for several months and kind of getting his feet under him, is really the subject of a lot of scrutiny all of a sudden.
Well, he is known in government, has been for years, as a fixer. You know, he's no kid. He's in his early to mid-70s. So he didn't need the job. And I think he's one of these people, knowing his reputation over the years, that came in to, he really wants to get it right and get it straightened out. And it's hard to think of a more important agency, because the IRS brings in the cash that makes all things possible. So, they've got to get their house in order.
We can read those stories at federalnewsradio.com, but the bonus one especially, as Mike mentioned by our colleague Jack Moore. Your column today on federalnewsradio.com, What Women Really Want. And I want to thank you for solving the mystery of the past several thousand years.
Since the first Cro-Magnon spoke.
By laying it out in just a couple of hundred words.
Yeah.
You've solved the mystery for all of us men.
There was a great cartoon in the New Yorker, you know, one panel, and it showed these two ancient men, you know, obviously over 100, sitting in a park bench, and one of them said, I finally figured out what women want. It was a little late in life, you know. But, yeah, in this case, it was a witty, I hope, lead in to the fact that Janet Copenhaver, who we just had on the radio show this morning, but it's the progress or lack of same for women in the federal government. And she had the numbers from OPM, and the women are something like 43% of the government, but they are very much underrepresented in grades like 13, 14, and 15, and particularly in the senior executives service, where they've actually lost ground. Not much, percentage point or two, but they've lost rather than gained. And people can't figure this out. Andy Medici of the Federal Times was talking about the year 2009, when I think there were a record number of women retired from the government, and it's like, what's going on here? An emailer pointed out, I said in the column, that the government is fair in that a GS-13 male and a GS-13 female, if they're both a step six, they both make the same amount of money. It's fair in that respect. And this person from Virginia, I think, she was with the FAA, and she said many of them are under a system, kind of a pay-for-performance system, such as was thrown out in defense a few years ago, and that she said it really is a buddy system, and that so it's wrong to say that the federal government is fairer than the private sector.
You can read more about that at federalnewsradio.com. Mike Causey's column's up there. And another column you have up that I wanted to point out to people, which I think is really instructive, is titled "To TSP or Not to TSP?" That's the question, because to me, this is my personal opinion. To me, it's no question.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but the question that you pose in this column is one you've been asked a number of times by readers.
Right. Someone wrote in and they said that they wanted to take their money out of the TSP. The bank, I think she said, when the bank saw how big my TSP was, they were very pleased. And she said that they want her to transfer her money out of the TSP.
Of course they do.
And they will handle it for her.
Of course they will.
And I asked Kim Weaver at the TSP about it, and she gave me some stats and some numbers. She obviously couldn't comment, you know, on financial advice, but two other people did come in and they said, are you nuts? You know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to put this in a money market when you have the thrift savings plan, which has all the options, including the G fund, the super safe, never has a bad day treasury securities fund.
Yep.
And it's guaranteed by the government, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And it has the lowest administrative fees in the business. You know, I think they're half again what Vanguard's are. And
yeah.
Vanguard is the lowest.
Well below Vanguard.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you got some great advice from a financial planner who sounds like he'll or she'll remain nameless, who said the same thing that I thought of when I read this bank was very pleased by the size of this TSP account.
Yeah,
yeah, no wonder.
They certainly were. Yeah.
They want to get their hands on it and charge this person more to manage these assets through the rest of this person's life. When this person could save a whole lot of money by just keeping the money
and have many more options. I think one thing that a lot of people don't consider is, and remember over the years, all of the different groups that have tried to get into the TSP.
Yeah.
They, you know, a gold fund, a platinum fund, a NASDAQ fund.
The REIT fund they wanted to do for a while.
Real estate investment trust. Real estate can never go down, right?
That never happens.
And they've all been proven that everything they push for, if you had all your money in them, you would have been in a heap of trouble.
Uh-huh.
You know, you made some money and then lose a lot of money. But the fact is, all of these outfits want into the TSP, and for a couple of reasons. One is it's a guaranteed source of income. You know, the government collects the money every 2 weeks from people's paychecks, but it's such a good deal that everybody wants to be a piece of it.